This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last few visits, I've shared about impact statements and impact thoughts. Today, I'd like to share with you another secret of Bible study, the importance of noticing insight words. While reading Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 25, notice the many times the personal pronoun I is mentioned. Paul is talking about a significant struggle he had trying to live the Christian life. The Holy Spirit convicted him of something he was unaware of. Then, when he tried doing the right thing, he failed. What he wanted to do, he found himself not doing consistently. What he didn't want to do, he found himself doing far too often. His frustrating cry in verse 24 was, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" He discovered that as long as I try doing the right thing in my own strength, I will fail. So I must turn from relying on myself and rely on Jesus Christ if I want to be victorious as a Christian. As long as the word I is dominant in my life, I will fail. Listen to this answer to his question, "Who will rescue me?" "Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord." In Romans chapter 8, he amplifies his answer even further by pointing out that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. In your reading, always take note of words that are repeated. They very well might provide insight into what is being taught.